Today I'm going to deal with something really important. How do we know the will of God? Because this is a reoccurring matter in all of our lives. And I'm praying today that the Lord will really help you, will really let you see. You know, maybe you're facing some decision. I'm facing a decision myself. Believe me, often when I minister the word, I'm actually talking to myself too. So let me say my hellos, and then we'll get into the word.
Today.
All right, here we are. Hello to Sugi from Hungary, God bless you. Hello to Akshita. A lot of you are with me every day, thank you so much. Hello to Kanisha Wilson, and hello to Sugi. Hello to Anjum. Hello to Farooq. Hello to Vijay. Hello to Annette. Bless you. Thank you for watching today. Hello to Sunita. And please share this with your friends because this is a really important subject today. Like, how do we know when God is in a decision or not? And sometimes we face decisions, all of us in life. We just need to know God's will. Which way should I go? Is this the right job? Is this the right house? Is this the right car? Is this the right, you know, decision in my life, whether it be marriage or something else? We all face moments when we need to know the mind of God on this. And I really, I'm going to share some things with you I've experienced that I think will really, really help you. Because this is something we deal with every day. Hello to Vincent. Hello, Teresa. Hello, Grace. Hello, Sonia. Hello to Alice. Hello to Deepali from India. Hello to Favor. Hello, Mona from Mumbai. Hello to Gebuye. And thank you, honestly, thank you for being with me every single day. You sweet, dear people. So wonderful. Hello, Claudette. And like I said, please share this with your friends. Let them know we're on live today, talking about a very important matter. How to know when God is into something or in something or when he's not. Hello to Teresa and Anna Maria. Hello to Aryam. And by the way, if you have a prayer need today, send it to PastorBenny@Benny.org because our people pray and I pray for you daily. Believe me, I just finished praying that God will meet all your needs. Hello to Yvonne. She said, yeah, you're on. Thank you. Hello to Henry and Susanna and Elena. Hello to Annie. Hello to Lena from India. Hello to Himan, Eunice. All right, let's just pray. Father, Lord, let your will be done today. Help us see, Lord, your precious word. Help us understand it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let your people see the clarity of this in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. All right, now, I want to begin by making a statement that I truly believe. I believe that God has a plan for every one of us. Even before we are born, there's a plan for your life. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So I truly believe that God Almighty has a plan for every one of his children. And frankly, before our birth, before we even are born. Now, the enemy has a plan too. And sometimes he will interfere in bringing confusion, causing us to question, which way do I go? Is this really God? Is this the enemy? Is this me? We sometimes don't know. But there are things I've learned in my life where I have to remind myself, okay, go back to what you knew when you were young. The first thing is peace. In Colossians 3:15, the Bible tells us this, but also this is important that we don't just do it without doing it biblically. Colossians 3, verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called." So God has called us to have peace, not confusion, to the which you are called, in one body, and be thankful. But remember that it's connected to what? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. So I don't think we can have peace without the word. And all of us have within us that navigational system. And I think it's there at all times. So when we lose that peace, I think that's the time to pause and to say, I'm going to just wait. Even if it means, things can go wrong, things can happen, and we're looking for signs. I don't think that usually works. I think it's all about peace within your heart. That's how you know. And sometimes you don't know that peace is real because you're looking for, things like a word from someone, a prophetic word from another. What do people think about it? You're looking for advice left and right, and sometimes it ends up really being very confusing. So here's what I've learned in the last 46 or so years of my ministry in my life, and before that as a Christian. I heard Corrie ten Boom say years ago, she said, if there's no peace, don't do it, whatever it is. But what kind of peace are we looking for? Are we looking for mental peace, or are we looking for spiritual peace? Because sometimes you may not have mental peace, but you do have spiritual peace. A big difference. I just gave you a real secret here. Spiritual peace is that inner knowing that no matter what happens, even if it looks like it's confusion, the end will be perfection. But the key is wait. Just wait. And when you feel you're being pushed, don't do it. Remember, I heard a statement years ago, anything that is pushed needs to die. Anything that is pushed, if somebody is pushing it on you, it needs to die. So number one, if you lose the peace, don't do it. If there's confusion that just won't go away, don't do it. If there's fear, like, people are afraid to move, don't do it. If it's short-lived, because when it's God, it's never short-lived. And frankly, when it's the Lord, there's peace. When it's the Lord, there's no confusion. And if there is, it doesn't last, because sometimes our minds play games with us. But the inner peace is still there. If there's fear, don't do it. And if it's short-lived, don't do it, because if it's God, it stays with you. If it does not produce blessings, don't do it. Like if you lose money, don't do it. Or if you lose other things besides money, don't do it. Because sometimes we lose things and we're thinking, oh, maybe it's the devil. Maybe it's just the way it's supposed to be. My response is, no, just don't do it. If the blessings do not come with it, wait. Waiting is tough. Waiting is always tough because waiting is, you know, not easy. Not easy at all. So, and plus, I think when it's the Lord, He confirms it with other people coming and saying the same thing. I remember when the Lord spoke to me to begin a church in Orlando here in Florida, and that's what I am now. Boy, that was like a long process because I just did not want to have a church. I was always an evangelist. I still am. But for a whole year or more, everywhere I would go, people would come up to me, mostly pastors, and say, you know, the Lord told me to tell you, you need to start a church. And finally, I listened. So, anything hasty, don't do it. Anything hasty. Do you remember what it says in, and this is a portion of the word that is really something that will stick in your mind because it has in mind. Isaiah 52:12, for ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your real reward, meaning he'll be behind you. So, never make a decision hastily, even if it's buying a bicycle or anything. Never make it quickly. Time. Let that peace rule. Let that peace continue. Let that beauty be there. Because if it's hasty, you feel pressured. And God never pressures us. And then something else that I've learned over the years. God never reveals his will in one day. Isaiah 28, verse 10 to verse 13 says, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. So God reveals his will when it's slow. Line upon line. You know, one piece here, one piece tomorrow. And then it all comes together for you. But never rush into any decision. And the worst decision people rush into is marriage. Because relationships can destroy. Wrong relationships can destroy. They can destroy lives. They can destroy futures. So maybe I'm talking to somebody who's feeling rushed to make a decision. Don't do it. You'll regret it. Okay, so these are just things that I've learned in my own life. Now, let me tell you when it's the enemy. When it's the enemy, it's always full of fear. Always full of fear. There's no peace, it's always fear. Oh, what if, and you're always afraid about making the move. If you're afraid, don't do it. When it's the enemy, it's always insistent. It's always, you have to do it now, you have to do it now, or you lose it. Don't do it. If it's the enemy, it's always impulsive. You're not dependent on the Lord. You're dependent on yourself. It's hasty. It's impulsive. When it's the enemy, it's also driving. Like you feel you're being driven. You're being literally driven. Not just pushed. But they keep driving you. They keep driving you. They keep driving you. Maybe for their own benefit. Don't do it. Because it's the enemy. And sometimes people do not recognize that God is not in it because someone will say, well, if you don't do it now, you lose it. If you don't do it now, da-da-da will happen. And they cause fear, they cause anxiety, they cause confusion. And here's something else I've learned. If it causes loss, don't do it. Like people losing money. Oh, only if you lost money, it's not God. So if there's loss with it, it's because there's no faith in it. And you know, peace is really hard to, spiritual peace is hard to detect quickly. It's detected, it's recognized very slowly. It may take you weeks before you say, you know what, that peace is not in there. It may be here, but it's not lasting. Because mental peace doesn't last. Mental peace comes and goes. I mean, forgive me for being blunt, but people can have mental peace if they drink wine or they do other stupid things that people do. And they feel, oh, I feel peaceful. Well, that peaceful is not spiritual. It's mental. And it doesn't last. So if there's no faith in God, there's no true peace within. And there's a lot of losses and so forth. And here's something else when it's the devil. It always aims to please the flesh. It never pleases the Lord. It pleases the flesh. And when it's the devil, the decision is made when you're weak. Because God never speaks when you're weak. God speaks when you're strong, in the spirit I'm talking about. So when people are weak spiritually, that's when the enemy talks. And that's when they make the most horrible decisions in life. And if you're prayerless, that's when the enemy talks. So never make this a decision without prayer. Because prayerlessness is going to bring tremendous harm. Because you won't know who's talking to you. It could be yourself, could be, you know, being influenced by someone else, friends or business people who want to make money because of something they're trying to make you do. Because prayer, I'm telling you, prayer is so important to knowing the will of God. If there's no prayer, just don't do it. So now, here's when it's you. I'm giving you a lot to think about today. When it's you, it's premeditated. You already have planned it, you thought it, you talked about it. It's you. So, when it's you also, it's never convicting. Like there's no conviction within. Because when it's God, He'll convict you. When the Lord spoke to me about beginning this is your day, or before that, when I began the church, it was so convicting. I knew God was really convicting me. You have to do this. And I could not get away from the conviction. And the conviction will be continual conviction. Then you know the Lord is really talking to me. When it's you, it's never permanent. And that's really something I said already. Because it just doesn't last when it's you. And when it's you, there's no peace with it. It's like peace one day and confusion the next day. It's not steady peace. It's not spiritual peace. It may be mental and then bang, up, down like that. Then it's not the Lord. And frankly, when it's you, it's repetitious. You know, it's not something steady. Like, you know, it's repeated. But it's not God. You're trying to convince yourself, you know. So there's something really powerful in Job. Let me show you Job chapter 33 and beginning at verse 12. Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee that God is greater than men. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of him of any of his matters. So when it comes to God's will, just don't fight. Just let the Lord speak to you when you're praying. For God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumbering upon the bed, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions. That he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. Wow, powerful. So God, when the Lord, when it's God, it's steady. It's not repetitious, like one day you hear this and one day you're that and one day you're something else. It's steady. And when it's you, it really fulfills your pride or it satisfies your purpose. And when it's you, you'll question it. Anything you question, it's you. Anything you don't question, that you know within your heart, God is in it, you'll never question. And once God speaks, you know, then you just will not question it because you know. And I think, you know, when God is speaking, others will hear it. When it's you, you're the only one hearing it. Others are not hearing anything. So, Father, I ask you today, Lord, to speak to your people. Lord, I agree with them. I agree now with them, Lord, that you will just show them your plan, your will, your purpose. There'll be no confusion anymore. There'll be no lack of peace anymore. There'll be no mental peace anymore, but it'll be spiritual peace and deep within. Bless them, Lord, and speak to them. Let them know your voice and only your voice. In the glorious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay, it's time to give to the Lord's work. I know today I didn't, you know, spend as much time as usual, but I'm going to ask you to give to God's work today. I want you to sow seed in the work of the Lord. And would you sow it today right there on the platform you're watching me on, where it says donate or give? You can do it, or go to benin.org, or simply you can text your seed, BHM 45777. So let's do it for the Lord because we love him. He is the lover of our souls. I want to pray with you, Father. Bless your people. Financially, Lord, prosper them. Keep them as the apple of the eye. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Okay, blessings to you. I'll see you tomorrow. And tomorrow, frankly, I like to continue on the subject because there's so much more that I've not talked about that has to do with faith. So, because tomorrow I'm going to give you more scriptures that we're going to look at. And I'm going to show you the importance of God's will and praying in tongues. That's tomorrow. So don't miss tomorrow. All right? Much love to you.